What's up, Podcast Land? My name is Phil, and you are here with the Smoky Shelter Presents Books and Stuff. What's up, Podcast Land? How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome back to the Smoky Shelter. Tonight we are bringing you another Books and Stuff. I know that we're still a little behind. We got to get caught up on the Deadpool trilogy, which that is definitely in the plans. So be on the lookout for that. But in the meantime, being that we just released a brand new episode on the movie, the David Fincher movie with Brad Pitt and Edward Norton, Fight Club, I figured I'd put this out because it's a pretty cool little concept. Of course, there was never a Fight Club 2 movie, but there was a Fight Club 2 graphic novel, which is 10 books long, so I'm not going to go through the details of the book from start to finish. I mean, for one, it's long. Well, it's really not. I mean, I read the whole thing in a period of one day. Well, I read the first book the night before, and I read the other 9 books the next day in preparation to do this. So it really didn't take me that long. Each page is probably 25 to 30 pages. I mean, each book is probably 25 to 30 pages, give or take. So they're not long. I mean, it's a comic book. It's a graphic novel. But again, I'm not going to go through the whole storyline, the whole plot. I mean, with that, buy the book. I'll give you my rating and review on it at the end. And I'll tell you what I think about it as far as, you know, whether or not it's worth spending your time on. With that being said, though, I can give you a basic constructor of what it's about. That I don't mind giving you. Like I said, I don't really want to spoil the book for anyone who is interested in reading it. Not to say that there aren't any spoilers in this, because this is a Smoky Shelter, so we do spoil shit. Movies, books, and stuff, it doesn't matter, we will spoil it. So be prepared that if you listen to this, there are going to be some spoilers, but I'm not going to go through the book from start to finish. Basically, the construct of this book, before we get into that, let me tell you who this book's by. Alright, this book was written by Chuck Palahniuk, and I'm assuming the artwork was done by Cameron Stewart, which is another name that's on the book. It's done by Dark Horse Comics. Like I said, it's a pretty decent book. I mean, it's a pretty decent read. Not my favorite, so, you know, we'll jump into, I guess, rating and reviews as we go, but I mean, is it worth running out and buying right away? That depends on how much you like Fight Club. It depends on how much you like Tyler Durden and the narrator. You know, if you're really into the movie and you want to know what happens, it's worth reading. If you love the movie but you don't really care for graphic novels, it's not a must read. It doesn't take away or give anything to the movie, in my opinion. It's not that it isn't good. Like I said, I enjoyed it myself. It was about $20, 19 and some change. So, I mean, it's not cheap, but that was for all 10 books and not per book. And I got them on Amazon Kindle. So, you know, I'm sure you can get the physical copies if you want them. I do like to collect graphic novels and books and stuff. This is not one that I'm going to buy hard copy for my collection. If I could find a good deal on all 10 issues or all 10 books collaborated into one big book and I got a hell of a deal on it, maybe, possibly, but I'm not running out looking for it like I have some of the past things I've read. Because just to let you know, I do all my reading on Amazon Kindle, the Kindle app, typically on my phone because it's just more convenient. So anything that I buy, and I guess that's cool. That's what we said. That's what I said in the Deadpool, you know, Books and Stuff episode. I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to read it on my Kindle. Now, if I really, really love it, then my big rating is going to be to go out and buy the physical copy. Because if it's really good, I want it to put in my collection. And, you know, not just on the ebook. But let's get into it a little bit. This book starts 10 years after the ending events of Fight Club. Which, you know, the end of Fight Club, the movie kind of left it ambiguous. I mean, it wasn't really like you definitely know that, you know, Tyler Durden's dead. I mean, obviously you got the concept, obviously you figured Tyler Durden was dead based on the last scene of the movie. But at the same time, you don't really know. Again, they left it ambiguous ending. The narrator is shot in the face. Edward Norton's character was shot in the face. So you don't really know if he survived or not. I mean, you kind of figure he did based on the events. But goddamn, getting shot in the face. That's even if it didn't hit your brain, I mean, that's still, you don't just gauze that shit up. But I want to hear a little more on that. Check out the Smoky Shelter movie review episode on Fight Club that we just released. But anyway, so yeah, 10 years in the future, the narrator, which I'm going to tell you, and I swear I thought I read this, and I think I even made a comment in the episode, the Fight Club episode, but I said that in the book, I read that. Now, I watched the movie and did the Fight Club episode way before reading and doing Fight Club too. So with that being said, I wasn't aware. I just had heard rumors that you find out his name is Jack. You know, Jack Swollen Colon or whatever. But that's not the case. His name that he goes by now, whether he changed it, they didn't really allude, but they did. There was one sentence, there was one line in there that kind of said something, and I'm paraphrasing, something to the effect of, he now goes by the name Sebastian. So maybe it was Jack and he changed it. Maybe it was something completely different that nobody knows. But, and maybe it was Sebastian altogether, but the fact that they never mentioned Sebastian in the movie, you know, maybe they just, I don't know. It very well could have just been changed, though. But for all intents and purposes, the narrator, Edward Norton's character, goes by Sebastian. So Sebastian and Marla Singer are married. Okay. I'm assuming they got married right after the movie because it doesn't specify, but they have a son who is probably, I would say, between 8 and 10. So my thought is shortly after that movie, they got married, consummated it, had a baby, not in that particular order. And then beyond that, you know, 10 years later, we jump in. Because like I said, this kid, he may be 8, 9, 10, somewhere around that time frame. Well, again, I'm not going to go into a whole lot of spoilers, but basically Marla Singer is getting bored with the relationship. She's back to going to help, you know, she's back to going to help groups, therapy groups, terminal illness groups, doing the same thing she did in part one. Sebastian don't seem to be real happy with his life either. I mean, he's not going to those kind of things, but he's just not real happy. He's back to working an office job like he was beforehand, and you can tell it's just a mundane life for him. And every so often, Sebastian, he starts to have these kind of flashback type things that it gets too much for him. So he sees a therapist, I think it said like 3 times a week for like 45, 50 minutes or some shit. I don't know, but however long you see a therapist for. But 3 times a week he goes and sees this therapist who every single time hypnotizes him. All right. Once he's hypnotized, unknowingly, he becomes Tyler Durden. And I'm going to tell you something. The artist did not do a good job of rendering these people to look like their counterparts of the movie. Now, this same guy, Chuck, blah, 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 he wrote the first Fight Club book, which, I'll be honest with you, I did not read that. Not that I read the book, but I remember reading an article or something on the fact that the book and the movie are different, and there's some big changes in it with like them going after credit card companies and all that. So the book was written first, then the movie come out, and then this book come out. So I guess they wasn't obligated to make it look like Brad Pitt or Edward Norton. Definitely, Marla Singer looks nothing like Helen Bonham Carter or whatever. But this doctor is not only hypnotizing him and turning him into Tyler. So obviously find out right there he is part of Project Mayhem or Space Monkeys, whatever the fuck you want to call him now. But he's part of that. So he's working with Tyler Durden. So 3 times a week he gets to come out and do whatever. Now keep in mind Sebastian has no clue about this. Well, then come to find out that he's also taking medication that he's getting from this doctor, and this medication suppresses Tyler. Because Marlo's bored with her life, she starts weeding his medicine down so that on occasion Tyler can come out and fuck the shit out of her. I mean, that's pretty much what even in the pages, he just pretty much bangs the hell out of her. So what it boils down to is she's cheating on Sebastian with Tyler. And, take that for what it's worth. Is that really technically cheating when it's a split personality? I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. And then before you know it, Tyler has control of Sebastian the exact same way he did in the first movie. Sebastian, as long as he's awake, he's him. But as soon as he falls asleep, Tyler takes over. The only difference is at this point in time, he's not seeing Tyler while he's awake. Every time he sees Tyler, he knows he's asleep. That may be some differences in the first book too. I'm not sure. I may have to read the first book just to know the differences between the book and the movie. Maybe I should have done that and then this after that. Well, whatever. We're here now, right? So then they wake up one morning and they realize that their son is gone. They call the police. They do the whole thing, the whole rigor mort. They do all of that. The problem is Sebastian pretty much knows it's Tyler that's got him. But now where he's at, he don't know. And that information he can't find out. So he goes on a mission. He goes back to the house, shaves his head, goes back to the house, and stands on the porch for 3 days with the rest of them. He does his 3 days, and he gets in, and he becomes part of the crew. He's trying to find out the whereabouts of Tyler. Obviously, he is Tyler, but when Tyler takes over, he don't know where Tyler's at. He don't know where he's at. Because apparently, Tyler's pretty good at getting him back to wherever he fell asleep before he wakes up. So Marla goes back to her sickly cell group and she recruits an army. I mean, she goes back into these little help groups and she recruits this one particular group. It's an army of children who have that, I can't remember what it's called, but they have that aging disease where they're 8, but they look like a small 80-year-old. And, you know, they're all going to die fairly soon. So she recruits an army of them, and they just go. It's really weird. They like use Make-A-Wish Foundation because they're all dying, and they're like, where do you want to go? You can go to Disneyland. And they're like, no, I want to go to Afghanistan. I want to go to Saudi Arabia, and I want an AK-47 and shit. And they're like, what the fuck? But for whatever reason, and it's really convoluted. I mean, it's hard to. I would really, probably really need to go back and reread it again because I don't understand the story plot line of Marla and the kids. One cool thing is, because they're just like literally over there in war. They're trying to find the son, but I don't know why they're over there. But the cool thing is once they get back, the main little girl who looks like an old lady that's dying, she tells her that she did the same thing she did. She went from all these different, help groups, testicular cancer and alcoholism and all that. Went to all these different things just like she did just to make herself feel better. she never really had any of them. But then she did encounter having that disease just at a later, the one that makes you age, just at a later time frame in life. So she's like, I think, I want to say she said she was like in her 30s, maybe 40s. And she said, I wasn't always this short. I've gotten shorter. It's part of the disease. And anyway, she wound up being that chick from the movie. The one that's got the, I can't remember her name now, but the one who's got the do-rag on her head and is like, I'm doctor say I got a week, maybe two. I want to get laid before I die. Somebody, I mean, I got lubricants, I got toys, I got videos. I mean, y'all got to remember that from the first one, right? And nobody wants to do anything with her, so they just kind of push her on off the stage. And she's like, well, if you do, call me. Well, that's her. So that was kind of a cool little tie-in. Ultimately, Sebastian finds out where they're keeping him. Somehow the same exact time Marla halfway across the world finds out and flies back over and comes to the same damn mansion that apparently Tyler's holding him in. And they both get there around about the same damn time, and they get in there and start, and they save him. I mean, but the point is now he's like, the son kind of has this thing where he goes back and forth, like, I don't know yet, you know, I don't like my dad, but I kind of like Tyler, but I love my dad, and I don't know, Tyler sometimes don't act right. I mean, he's kind of mixed all between them. But then we find out that Tyler is a disease, and it's hereditary. He's got a disease. He is a disease. He actually tells Edward Norton how he ruined his father's life pretty much down to nothing trying to do this shit. His father was a drunk. He got his granddad on heroin. He got his great-great-granddad doing something else. I mean, he just fucked them all up. And now he don't need Edward. He jumps. So now he don't need Edward Norton. He's got the son. And that's kind of a weird twist on it. Because at one point, he's holding his son right shortly after he found him. He picked him up, and he's hugging him and everything. And then his son just starts hitting him while he's holding him in his arms, you know. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know, I seen it. I started reading. And he realized that it was Tyler. And Tyler just, as a little kid, started beating the shit out of him. So anyway, eventually, they saved the day, and everything's all good. The way you would expect it then. And I think they killed Tyler again, I'm sure. Yeah, they did, I'm sure. God damn it. I have to go back to it and look. Can't remember exactly how they killed Tyler again. But it started out really cool, and towards the end it got real convoluted. I mean, it was just everything was just packed in there. And then that shit with Marla. I mean, I don't understand that shit with Marla. Her going across seas and shit, fighting in wars with a bunch of kids who look like they're 80 who are about to die tomorrow. But then they go real meta. Real meta. Really quick too. I mean, you get one little sign of it, and I ain't gonna tell you where, you'll see it. And you'll go, wait a minute, that's kind of weird. Especially if you know the author's name, pay attention to that. I'll just tell you, the author writes himself and his writing team into the book. Maybe I shouldn't give you that twist. Well, I tell you what, I already gave you that, so but I'm gonna stop there, because there is a twist at the end that definitely lays out a sequel to this one. Exactly when it'll happen, I don't know. It may already be out here. I hadn't checked. Maybe I should do that. We could do that. You wanna do that, Podcast Land? Let's check and see if there's a Fight Club 3 out. Chuck Palahniuk leaks details on new one-shot comics and Fight Club 3. That was as of October 6, 2015. Looks like he's been writing it a while, but I don't know. You guys read the book. If you want to read it, check it out. Like I said, I'm not going to spoil the end of it, but it goes really off the rails crazy. But, I mean, it definitely left me wanting. I mean, if they come out with a Fight Club 3 comic, I'm probably going to read it. Why not? Like I said, I mean, it was $20. And it was pretty cool. I mean, it was like, I'd say like watching a movie. I mean, same time length if you sit down and read it back to back nonstop. So, yeah, guys, that was Fight Club 2. My thoughts on it and my quick rendition of it. You know, if you want to check it out, read it, tell me what you think. You can hit us up on Facebook, on Twitter. We're all over the place. We're on Pocket Cast. Just check us out at smokyshelter.com. You can check out all of our movie reviews. I mean, there's 80-plus movie reviews on there. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of cool shit you can get on patreon.com/thesmokyshelter. There you can sign up and get a whole bunch of cool behind-the-scenes shit. A lot of vaulted episodes we've had to pull off the main feed. Yeah, I think I'm pretty much ready to wrap this one up, guys. Be on the lookout for our next episode, and we'll see you later. Go out and read some books.